Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and I am your host on Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com, the number one worldwide live internet radio. And we are airing from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific time every other Monday. So as some of you already know, I'm always excited to bring to all of you wonderful messages and information on the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. So on this special program, please join me in inviting all of the angels, the archangels, the spirit guides to be with us and to bring their loving guidance, their support, and their blessings. Thank you, angels. As we all know, we all have our free will, and the angels will not interfere in our lives if we do not let them know that we want them to. So I also do this when I provide angel readings. You know, I give them permission to be with us as the angels guide us every moment. For more information on the angels, you can always go to my website at www.angelsarenearus.com. So tonight I'm very excited. But before I introduce my special guest tonight, I just want to give you all a brief message from the angels. Just to, you know, as a reminder, God and the angels know that we have been through what we see as challenging times. And sometimes these experiences are being used to awaken us in some way. And the angels are asking us to not fear, but just have trust and ask God and the angels for support. You know that you can always count on them because there's always some new opportunity just around the corner for them to help us with. And secondly, the angels also are asking to count our blessings. You know, when you are thankful of what you have at this moment, the intangible as the tangible, whenever you say thank you from your heart, the universe bestows more gifts upon you. Gratitude is a door that opens to abundance. Therefore, have an attitude of gratitude and open to receive love and joy and abundant blessings from the angels. You can say, I am grateful for everything in my life now, and I am grateful for abundant blessings in my life now. So just as a reminder from the angels. So tonight, we have a special guest. Her name is Bev Martin, and I am very grateful for her presence. I have known Bev for several years, and she is, first of all, an incredible and caring person, and secondly, an incredible spiritual teacher and intuitive and gifted medium. So Bev is also a spiritual coach, a master practitioner in NLP, and an expert on the topic of intuition. She supports you to explore personal connection with inner wisdom and the promptings of your soul. Her special gift is to guide people to personal empowerment. In addition to consultations, Bev Martin is a developer and the presenter of the Light Dialogues Intuition class. Bev is known for the wisdom and quality of her Light Dialogues, which are spiritually oriented conversations to turn up the volume on your inner voice She regularly offers this class, the Light Dialogues Intuition class, in Portland, Oregon. She'll talk about that in a little bit. She has also studied mysticism and intuition with Carolyn Mace and the application archetypes with Carol Pearson, author of The Hero Within. Bev is a skilled master practitioner, as I mentioned, NLP, which is Neuro-Linguistic Programming, a powerful technology for communication and human excellence. She applies NLP, hypnotherapy, and coaching to partner with you to transform and enhance personal and professional well-being. Bev will talk about her unusual life experiences, and having grown up in South Africa makes listening to Bev interesting and enjoyable. I'm delighted, and all the angels are overjoyed to have Bev as our special invited guest. So welcome, Bev Martin, to Angels Are Near Us.
Oh, Linda, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I am just excited because, as I said, you know, I have known you. I have attended your intuition class, which I have loved and learned so much. So let me ask you, I guess the first question is, how did you know that you were intuitive, Bev?
Well, at the time, I didn't know the word intuition, but I knew as a child that I was knowing things that I was a bit puzzled because I was knowing things and thought that everyone knew what I knew or could see who else was in the room when I could see them. And so I didn't know that it was intuition until much, much later in my life. But as a child, I was well aware that there was much more going on than I could see with my physical eyes. And I could feel and just sort of know what was happening with people. And as I say, it was much later on that I realized, oh, okay, not everyone is doing this all the time. So
exactly.
That explained why I got some funny looks.
Oh, so having grown up in South Africa, like I mentioned, how did that affect your intuitive life?
Well, I think part of the atmosphere in South Africa, you know, the African people, managed to interact between the physical world and the spiritual world all the time. For most of the African peoples, there's not a big difference between the physical and the spiritual. They're living in both all the time. And I think for me, even though I grew up as a Caucasian person in Africa, being surrounded by people who had these beliefs, and beliefs in the afterlife and beliefs in the ancestors as a daily way of living, I think somehow impacted me, or I just sort of picked it up in the air. And then also, as an adult, I got to meet Credo Mutwa, who is a wonderful Zulu teacher, wisdom keeper is his title. Mm-hmm. And he had been raised as a Christian and also as the wisdom keeper of the Zulu people, and was a great example for me of someone who could really live in such a way that spirit and the physical world was just perfectly natural for him. So I guess just being surrounded by people like that and having those philosophies in the air might certainly have impacted me.
Of course, that sounds a wonderful experience, because when you say that they blend the spiritual with our physical world, it is so true, isn't it? It's like we don't remember that.
We
are part of the spirit world.
That's exactly right, that we're living in the spirit world now with our spirits, and we forget that, you know. And in Africa, I think that's made more clear.
So, Bev, how do you use your intuition in your everyday life, like, I know, with your clients and with yourself?
Right. Well, with my clients, I love to sit with someone and just sort of tune in. And I always say to someone before I do a session for them that what they're going to hear through me, they already know. And some people look a bit surprised when I say that. They're like, oh, I've driven all the way to Hillsborough and I'm going to hear what I already know. It's like, well, yeah, really you are, because your own intuition is working perfectly. And I love to be in the role of someone who helps them to see that or to turn it up. And sometimes, as we all know, if times are difficult, it's sometimes more difficult to hear more clearly. And so I love to serve in that role of saying, let me hear clearly for you, as an act of service. In my everyday life for myself, I often will, I might not even think of it as intuition so much when I'm my own client, but I will often just notice, what am I noticing? Or as I'm thinking about something that's important to me, I'll be aware of how other aspects of my being, like my body might be getting my attention. I might be, you know, even just looking at the sky, and I might see geese flying overhead, and for that might be reassuring. So I'm looking all the time. I'm paying attention to nature. I'm listening to that still small voice, hopefully while it's still and small and doesn't have to get too loud. I'm asking all the time, you know, with most of the decisions in my life, big and small, you know, does this fit? Is this the right thing? Is this for the highest good of all concerned?
Exactly. And I think that it's something that I know a lot of people lately want to learn, you know, and are so open to spirit. I think they crave the knowledge, and people, I feel some, you know, ask, you know, how am I intuitive? How can I develop it? And maybe you can tell us a little bit, you know, how you provide that, sure, that development for intuitive skills, right, which I love because I have, you know, attended some of your classes and I kind of know how you do that.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because what you'll know, as you remember from being in some of my classes, is that it's really more easy than people think. And I think one of the first steps I always want people to consider is, how do they communicate in everyday life, you know? Are you a person who likes to see things? Like when you get directions to go somewhere, do you like to see? Do you like someone to give you landmarks? You know, in just ordinary life, how do you like to get your information? And then to take that to the next level, to say, okay, if I am more a seeing or hearing or feeling person, which is easy to determine, then to use that same strength in your desire for intuition. Because sometimes I find that people who are deep feelers are trying to see. They're saying, well, how come I don't see? It's like, well, feeling is your forte. So to consider, you know, the easiest way for information to come to you in your ordinary life, and then to perhaps to use that same channel with when you're asking questions of yourself or you're asking for guidance from the divine. And that would be one point that I would make, is ask. When we're just sort of bumbling along in our everyday life, waiting for a message or a sign or for guidance, sometimes we forget to ask.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and so asking for guidance. And I love what you said about giving the angels permission. Because I think the same is true with our intuition and the guides who work for God. You know, if we say, boy, this is something I'm really working on and I'd really like some guidance on this, then all of those who are here for our highest good have permission to go, okay, allow me to show you just the right book at the bookstore, or have you linger and chat to just the right person, you know. So
absolutely,
we are more open to intuition when we ask for it and when we pay attention.
I love when you say ask, because I usually also remind my clients, and I have said it here in several programs, you know, don't forget to ask. Connecting with angels, mostly in archangels and our guides, we have to ask, because it's like you're inviting somebody, but you're not opening the door of your house, right? It's like, well, you can come over whenever you want, but you have to open the door and invite them in, you know, let them come in and let them be in your life, because I'm sure that they are so happy to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's a great analogy.
It is. And so I'm going to ask you this other question, which I know a lot of people also have asked me. You're also a medium, aren't you?
I am.
And so if you could talk a little bit just about mediumship and how you communicate with spirit and how this has been for you.
Okay. Well, it's one of my favorite topics, and yet you'll find if you look at my website, I don't think it says medium on there anywhere. And
that's
I think
true. It doesn't say it anywhere.
It's
a well-kept secret.
It sort of is, and I think part of it is because what I love about mediumship is that I really am just the telephone, and I'm not in charge of who calls and what they have to say. And I think for me, when I'm building a website, there's a sense of I want to be able to say what I can do. And in terms of mediumship, I really feel like I am in service of those who come from the other side who want to communicate with someone who's still here. And so I love to do it, and I sort of feel like that's when they knock on the door and let me know when they're coming. I can't say, well, sure, this can definitely happen, because that part's not in my control. The part that I had learned to do over time is to listen well and to do my best to convey the message that I'm hearing from the person on the other side to the person who's sitting in front of me. And that's a continuing, ongoing learning. And I have many stories of how sometimes when I think I know what the other person's saying, and then to find, oh, that's what they really meant. But either way, it's so wonderful to be able to bring messages of survival on the other side, to bring encouragement to those who are on this side. Mm-hmm. And I believe, my own understanding is that the purpose of mediumship is really divine grace, so that we can know that life goes on. And it's not designed for us to have tea every afternoon with the person who has passed, because we do need to get on with our own lives if we are on this side of the veil. Mm-hmm. But that reassuring message of well-being from someone in the spirit world can be such a comfort, and I think it's meant for our comfort.
Oh, it's definitely a comfort, and you know, I have been in sessions with you, and I, you know, I remember details that from my parents, that, you know, the only things that they knew you conveyed to me.
Yeah.
And that's the amazing it's the amazing process of mediumship, that you can connect that way with spirit, Bev, and that you can really give that message for a person to be comfortable and assuring that this is my loved one, you know.
That's right.
I remember very clearly how one day you said that you smell, I think, toffee or something, some kind of candy. And I, you know, in my mind I said, she cannot be saying this. And I'm the only one who knew, because years ago my dad had worked in a candy factory.
Oh.
And you probably don't remember this, but...
Actually, I do, because it's you and you're my friend, and I,
okay.
I do so remember that, and the smell of the butter and the sugar with your dad.
With the toffee, yeah. And he used to work for the candy company called Brock's. So the Brock's Candy Factory, and he would bring us every Christmas a lot of these candies and chocolate. So I knew that that was just a direct message from him, just to letting me know that he was fine. And you know what I love also is that you deliver these messages with such good humor. It's like you have this gentle and caring manner, but at the same time there's humor in it, isn't it? Just like...
You know, I have to say, I really have to credit Spirit for the humor, because for two reasons. One is, Spirit, you know, and all that is that represents the most divine, the kind of humor that comes through is just really wonderful, and they really do make us laugh. And there's also a practical reason for that upliftment. When we are uplifted and when we laugh like that, the kind of spirit laughter, I think, is so different than any other joke that we could come up with, because it's so pure and so joyous, really. And I think that they make us laugh so that we can be lighter in our own spirits, and it makes the connection easier.
Oh, absolutely.
To connect with something that is light, and so they help to make us light as well.
And exactly, that's what it is. It has to be light, which is wonderful. This afternoon I was writing down what I had to remember to ask you, and I remembered to say, you know, say that she has really good humor in her delivery, because I always remember that. And you're not going to believe it. What I typed was, you have God humor.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's so perfect.
So I just want to let everybody know, our listeners know, that this was a message from our guides, because exactly, I wrote God humor for delivery.
It is God's humor.
It is God humor.
You may know, you know, with your story about the smell of the toffee.
Mm-hmm.
Some years ago, unusually, I don't know why it was, that I went to see a client in her home. And usually I work in my office in Hillsborough. But for some reason, I went to her home. And this was a woman who had lost her son. And we sat at her dining room table. You know, I'm always grateful when they show up, because I really hope that they will. And I was wanting for this mom to have some reassurance. And while we were chatting and the son was bringing through some wonderful messages that I was really grateful for, I kept smelling fried chicken. And it was so strong. And because we were in her home, I assumed she had fried chicken in the oven. And eventually the smell became so strong that I was, I'm supposed to say something about this. And I said to her, your son wants to talk about the fried chicken. And she burst out laughing and she said that was his favorite meal and that she knew that it was him when he mentioned the chicken. So everyone comes on the other side with some little something, and often it is a smell. But, you know, it could be a favorite something of theirs or a private joke or some element that the person who sits in front of me can know with as much certainty as they can that, yes, indeed, this is this person, you know.
Absolutely. It is very helpful. I love when you say that. But I'm trying to look at the time. I do want to let everybody know that they're going to be able to call in and ask questions to Bev, you know, or any kind of guidance. I just probably want to ask one more question. I don't want to take a lot of time. We still have so many questions, but...
go ahead.
We'll have time, I guess. So, but anyway, one thing that I do just want to define, because this is important, the difference between spirit guides and angels, because I work with angels.
Yes.
But what do you feel, you know, with the spirit guides and the angels? What difference do you see?
Well, my own understanding is from my experience working with guides and having some training in some of these philosophies, my own experience with guides is that guides have various levels. And so if you think of, I love the metaphor of life being a school. And so, you know, you have guides that are just like your own classmates in terms of understanding, and then you have the next grade up and the next grade up all the way up to the 12th grade. Mm-hmm. And then my own understanding is that angels are the faculty or even higher up on the organizational chart.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So guides can often have been beings who have been physical, although there are also many guides who have not.
Mm-hmm.
But angels are, in terms of dimension, even greater, higher dimension. And the way I like to think about it is that I think that the job of the angels in all the size of it is mm-hmm. to keep us connected with Source in so many ways. And then I think guides help us to remember who we are and to help us find our way home. So, you know, a little metaphor that comes to mind for me is I think of angels as keeping the light on.
Exactly. It is. Because, and I have also studied this, but I know that, you know, angels have a hierarchy. Even among the angels, there's a hierarchy. You know, we have the ones who are closer to God, the seraphim, the cherubim, and then we have the ones closer to us, to the humans, which are the principalities, archangels and angels. But just, you know, to see the difference that spirit guides, I think we talked about this, have had a human life once or an experience, but some other guides have not.
That's right.
As you were saying, they're light beings.
Yes.
So just to see the difference that there is hierarchies, and that is, so, you know, our listener could explain that a little bit, can understand that.
Yes. Well, you know, and I defer to you as your expertise among the angelic realm. I don't really know very much about how it all breaks down. I only know when, if there is an angel intervention in a session, and it's quite rare. It depends really on the level of work that someone is doing,
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the level of help that they need, let us say. So I don't see angels on an everyday basis, although I certainly have seen them in the work that I've done, and it's always, you know, it really is awesome because there is a sense of that greater level of intervention. But like I say, so some guides have not been physical, and there are some that I feel are not angelic, and yet they are so high in the dimensions. And these are the ones who are really helping us with our spiritual life, and not the ones that we would ask for help to find a parking place. You know, necessarily, they are just not so concerned with that.
Exactly. There's all types. I was reading once there's spirit teachers, that those people that maybe were doctors here, you know. There's animal guides. There's joy guides that are like the children. So, you know, I guess there is different different types.
And we draw exactly what we need, you know, that philosophy of like attracting like. Mm-hmm. I noticed over the years that when I would describe somebody's guides to them, it was really another way of describing them to themselves. Mm-hmm. Like the qualities that a guide brings is often a quality that we have in ourselves, whether we recognize it or not. But, you know, if you've come into this life and have compassion or healing as a goal for yourself, you will have compassionate healing guides. They're going to help you remember that. So, you know, it's often lovely to be able to describe a guide to someone and also to let them know that we draw to us the guides that we need.
Exactly. That is exactly true. So I think we want to take a little break. Let me give out those numbers so our listeners can start calling in to ask any questions or guidance from Bev. And those numbers are toll-free, 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back like in 90 seconds. Everybody, we're back. We're here on Angels Are Near Us tonight with our special guest, Bev Martin. I think we have a caller. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello, what is your name?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you calling from?
I'm sorry, I'm calling from California.
Oh, great. What is your question for Bev?
Well, I just guess I wanted to know if she had any messages from my angels or spirit guides.
Bev, did you hear that?
I did. I wondered if you wanted to tune into Angels first, Linda, do you?
Sure. So you just want guidance?
Yeah, and I mean, if it's in regards to one specific area, I'm open to whatever area they might think I need to look at.
Well, there is one area that came out very strongly. It's this is Archangel Jophiel. Archangel Jophiel is the Archangel of Beauty, Archangel of Nature, of going outside. So in some way, she's trying to express that you need some connection with nature. it seems that you have to release some stress and get some new ideas. There's a lot of there's some stress going on in your life, but there's a lot of ideas that you have that have not been expressed by you, and there's a lot of gifts that the angels are giving you at this time. Are you going through something that you're waiting on some kind of project, or?
Well, no, I'm currently unemployed, and so that might have something to do with the stress. But it's ironic because today I did go to the beach and meditated most of the day.
Yeah, it seems like they're asking for you to do this more because what I'm hearing is that when you're out there in nature, and the ocean is wonderful to be at because you get so much creative ideas, and it opens up much more opportunities. You know, the angels always say, you know, I was saying at the beginning to be grateful, but just being open and having more ideas will create more opportunities for you. So maybe something is coming because there is the gifts of God also coming. This is Archangel Sandalphon. So you have these two angels with you. You have Jophiel and Sandalphon, and they are bringing you gifts. They want, you know, they want you just to be open, opening up your arms to receive them. And in a way, also, could you do some kind of clearing? You need to do some chakra clearing. Michelle, do you have access to doing that?
I've actually
or
been doing that
some Reiki energy?
I haven't been doing Reiki, but I have been doing chakra clearing for the last 4 weeks.
That falls right in the category.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can turn it over to Beth now.
Great. Well, Michelle, I'm wondering what question you might ask that of your guides. What would you like to have them address?
Well, since I brought up work, I think that that's probably more so on my mind. Just seeing work improving for me in the next couple months, perhaps.
Yes. I think there's two things going on here. One is like get a job kind of concern all around you. And then there's another area that has to do with, what is my real work that has got to do with much more creativity. And I feel like you've been pulled between those two. And I really, you know, as Linda was talking about the message about the nature and everything, seems to be that you will hear more from yourself in terms of the creative part when you do that, when you do the nature part. There's a lot of reassurance and encouragement for you that to get more clear on what it is that you want. So do you know what you, like if the most fantastic, perfect position arrived tomorrow, would you recognize it?
I think so.
Okay, good. you'd know when to say, yes, that's the one. Because I feel like that's where the encouragement is for you, is not to just take any old thing, but to really be clear on what you'd love, what you'd really, really like. This is not just settling, this is making space for something really quite lovely.
Yeah.
Michelle, one more thing I just want to mention to you also, because raising your vibration again, you know, when you're stressed, you're on a lower level, a lower frequency. So I think Bev would agree with this. When we have lower vibrations, it's difficult for our guides to reach us in an easier way, right? And the angels the same way. It's like just ask for support and for help so they can just really uplift you. And also do things. Again, the nature part is really important, going out there and just uplifting yourself and being in that joyful place that Bev was talking about.
Yeah.
So I have one question for you, Michelle. Does your work have anything to do with children?
No, I mean, I'm in theater, so, I mean, it has something to do with creativity and, like, getting in touch with your child life aspect.
A playfulness.
I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Because, you know, I just see that all around you, and it seems like the more that you can engage that same feeling that you want to have when you're doing your highest work, even now, will also draw that to you. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Okay. Michelle, thank you so much for calling. We have another caller, so I have to let you go.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, we have another caller.
Yes, my name is Catherine Patton.
Hi, Catherine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mercer, Pennsylvania.
Oh, what is your question tonight?
My question is, I had been told before that God has gifts for me to do, as in not he's not looking for somebody who needs miracles, but somebody to work in making miracles. And I was told that spirits, as in probably God, has tried to tell me things, but I sidetracked myself to where I don't hear what he has to say to me. And I kind of feel like I'm in a spot of I'm not sure if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. My job right now, I'm helping older people. I'm doing home health care. And I'm just not sure if I'm hearing what he's trying to tell me, or, you know, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Catherine, as soon as you said you're helping, I'm like, she's hearing, because you're all about helping and healing. But also it has to do with even the very smallest things. It has to do with the smallest kind word, a gesture, an eye contact. There's ways in which that you could really, and you do already, really help, and perhaps even more than you know. So you are hearing. And the guides also, it's their job to help you to remember who you are. And so when you're just simply paying attention to what it is that you do and do it with your whole heart, you really can't miss anything. You can't miss anything.
Okay.
So you are in a context where you can be working miracles. And it's those small ones of kindness and we call them small, but they're really big, of kindness and compassion in the moment that you could really continue to do. Are you doing anything with singing?
No, but I did. I am a singer. I was told that I'm to sing prophetically before, and I do worship God in singing a lot. I do, like, that's how I bring peace to myself. If I feel like there's a evil atmosphere around me, I have the tendency to worship God in singing, because it brings me peace and it uplifts my spirit.
That's right. There's so much encouragement for you to keep singing and sing, 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 because it uplifts you and uplifts anyone who's lucky enough to be able to hear you. And that's how you derive your joy, because you're also in having to give, not having to, but getting to give quite a lot in your life. And the singing is for you. It's a gift to you as well as a gift from you. So great encouragement for you to sing, sing, sing.
And Catherine, just let me add to that too, because what came out for the angels is I have Archangel Michael here, and what he was saying is honor and trust your feelings. So honoring, you know, what you're feeling, because they are guiding you, they are supporting you. Michael is protecting you, he's talking about respecting your inner voice, but also your outer voice. You know, when you're singing, it's a life force. It's a power that connects you to the divine. So as Bev was saying, you know, just offer that wonderful energy that the singing gives you.
That's
because
how
it's,
I feel.
It's a great
that's
connection.
That's how I feel like I get. Yeah, I feel like I get in the spiritual realm. If I want to get in the spiritual realm, I worship God in my singing. And the more I worship, the more deeper in the spiritual realm I get myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like God gives me gifts when I'm in that realm. He heals me. He gives me, you know, he gives me energy to give to other people. And I'm a lot about worshiping. The more you worshiping, the more you go deeper and deeper into that spiritual realm with the angels, you know, to worship with the angels.
Well, you are right. You are right on. You're seeing the situation very accurately, and that's what Michael is saying. So, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. You guys have a good night. Thank you for your time.
All you.
God bless.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Well, that was an interesting call.
Mm-hmm. What a lovely girl.
What a lovely. And it just, you know, you could feel the energy of the people calling, and you were just so right on, Bev, because, you know, she has to trust more her feelings, like Archangel Michael was saying, and how many of us go through life doubting, right, and just trying to not listen or trying to not have that guidance.
Well, so I hear often, you know, people who are, there's often a concern of, you know, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? And one of the ways to tell is the level of joyfulness. You know, when joy is up, if you're able to access joy and to be in your light spirit, you can pretty much know that you're on the right path. Mm-hmm. And at times, you know, and that's not the same as circumstances being peachy, you know, that we can, when people are skilled at having a joyful spirit, that's often not always an indication necessarily of that everything is going well in their lives. Sometimes the skill of being joyful is separate from how things are going, but when you can be joyful, you're pretty much on the right track.
That's what I remember talking in your class, one of your classes. I'm remembering back that you talked about having good vibration.
Yes.
I was reading that the other day, like good vibration. But I agree completely, because, you know, I talk about raising to angelic frequency. You know, that we could raise our vibration, and even if, you know, we're not joyful at that moment, but just using maybe different tools as prayer or meditation or sacred oils, which are wonderful, you know, just to uplift our frequencies. And all that is, it's so helpful. Like you're saying, you don't have to be in that state of happiness all the time and blissful, but you could make it happen.
Yes.
With different tools. So, I remember you do meditations also, and
yes, I do
in your class. Mm-hmm. So that is very uplifting as well. Do you want to talk a little bit maybe about your classes?
Oh, sure.
Your upcoming events while somebody calls.
Oh, certainly. Just had one intuition class just a few weeks ago, and you know, the only reason I teach is because I learn. I love to teach things that I'm interested in learning more than anything else, and I'll have another one coming up in the spring. And the point of the class is to get together and to focus and help people in the class to recognize how their intuition is working perfectly. And while we certainly have lots of skills to add in those 2 days that we have together, most of it is removing the ideas, you know, taking away the notion that it's hard, or that it, you know, you need a special, you've got to stand on your head in a special pose or anything like that, that intuition is a natural function, and that we really just need to go along with it the way that it wants to work. So the class is more about just facilitating that natural process. And we laugh a lot and play, because that helps uplift our spirits. And then
playing
intuition works
is
perfectly.
and so, Ben, what do you believe that the purpose of intuition is?
For me personally, I really believe that intuition is the language of the soul. That is how we reconnect with the source from which we came, that helps us to inform our lives, that helps us to make the choices that will grow us as souls and as beings. That the intuition is really like tuition. It's a teacher that's inside of us, helping us to learn well and to listen up and to pay attention to the right things. So for me, intuition is, in some many ways, it's been a lifesaver, you know, actual physical lifesaver, keeps us safe. Mm-hmm. But more than that, it's the way in which we channel grace. It's the way in which we listen to that which we serve that is greater than ourselves. And so it's, I just can't imagine how dull life would be if we were only to live it with our physical senses, you know, the see, hear, feel, and the physical, because we are so much more than that.
We're just much more. I think it's, there's, so much fear, which I don't like to talk about. You know, we can't deny it, but there is so much fear going around, and it's so helpful to know that we do have support and guidance in the spirit world, and that's where we really have to lean on, because that's who we are.
Yeah.
I think we have another caller, Beth. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Jane. I'm from Washington.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I am good. I'm good.
What's your question
for you. I lost a friend recently, a childhood friend, and I feel like she's coming to me all the time, and she wants me to call her family, and I'm not quite sure what it's all about. Do you have any ideas?
And what is the feeling that you get when, how do you know that that's what she would like to have you do?
How do I know that? She comes to mind, and it's kind of like this overwhelming feeling to, okay, I need to call the family, the husband and her daughter.
And how would that be for you? Do you feel that that would be, is that something that you could do, to call the family and say, I have this person around me, and I just want to let you know that she's communicating with me? Is that something you could
do? Yeah, I've tried calling them, and I can never get through. So, but I'm just wondering if there's something in particular that I need to be telling them.
What's her name?
What's her first name?
Barb. Did you say Barb?
Barb, yeah.
Okay. I feel that, is it a husband or a father? Who's the man that needs to hear this, do you think?
It's her husband.
Yeah, I think so too. I feel like he needs reassurance. And so there's a sense of wanting to just contact him. And so you would know best because you probably know him. But I feel like he just needs to be contacted whether or not you say that you heard from her. I feel like you will be able to say that over time, but he needs reassurance, and she's asking you just to go and just put your hand on his elbow, on his arm.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to know. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Jane, can I add something to what Bev said? There's one archangel that I was, when you asked your question, came out, and this is Archangel Azrael. And Archangel Azrael is the archangel of our loved ones who've passed on. And so he's sending like a hello from heaven, saying that your loved one in heaven is doing just fine, and that you follow your heart. So in a way, you know, following your heart is maybe contacting this person and telling them that she's fine, because you feel this in your heart.
All right. Thank you. I will do that.
Okay, Jane.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. So, well, that makes Jane an angel for that husband.
She is an angel because she will give this wonderful message.
Deliver a message, yeah. And it's an interesting question, because I think sometimes people are concerned about, you know, do I have to reveal my beliefs, or do I have to sort of be the messenger in some way? You know, we're never asked by spirit to do anything that would make us uncomfortable. But what I'm sure she's picking up here too is compassion and comfort.
There's a lot of compassion and just following her heart, because she has the support of the angels around her.
Yes.
Before we keep on going, let me give out those numbers again to our listeners. Toll free, call in 1-888-815-9756 worldwide, or 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. And we're here on Angels Are Near Us with Bev Martin tonight on BBS Radio. So, Bev, let me ask you something else that I had here on the little list. So we're talking about intuition. Oh, so, you know, when we're talking about guides and angels, how do you discern what is true guidance?
Good question. Well, the main thing is how you feel when you're being guided. And when you are uplifted, for one thing, that's one of the ways to be discerning is, you know, if like attracts like, when you are light and lifted, you're getting guidance typically that is light and lifted too. But good ways to know is over time to check, you know, if I'm getting a message, is it consistent? Am I getting the same sort of message, you know, consistently until I act on it, or until I need a new message, you know? Is it always loving? Is it always kind? That's how you know that it's true guidance. True guidance also always has to do with the highest good of all concerned. And so oftentimes it can be not necessarily convenient or not necessarily easy, but we know that it's true because it's truly good for all, you know, who are involved. Another way to know if it's true guidance is if it's your business. And, you know, I love what Byron Katie, who's a quite a well-known author and therapist, says, that there's only three kinds of business: my business, your business, and God's business. And I think that, you know, true guidance will be in your own sphere of influence, in an area that is yours to do. Yeah, it's unlikely that guidance would be given when it has us poke our nose somewhere it doesn't belong. So I would say the first thing to ask is, when you get guidance, is this useful? Can I apply this? Does it help me to be more of who I am? You know, does it resonate with the truth of me as far as I know? Is the message consistent? Does the message expand my sense of love and awareness? Is my consciousness made bigger as a result of this guidance?
Yes, you did. You hit on a perfect word, which was the resonance, where it just has to feel true, right?
Feel right. And then, you know, is it for the highest good of all concerned? And that's quite a rigorous test, but you get really accomplished just sort of checking that all the time.
Exactly. I think we have another caller, Bev. Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hello, who is this?
This is Tony. I'm from New York.
Hi, Tony. What is your question for Bev tonight?
I was just curious what she sees around me, or my guides have anything to say to me.
So
I have no questions.
Let's have a look. And one of the ways to engage your guides is to ask. And the reason for that is it gives them permission to bring what you're wanting to know. It also lets them know at what level of information you're ready to hear. So what would you like to ask them?
Probably finding a place to live. I'm searching a place to live. I'm not so sure where I want to live. I wanted to make a move, but I'm not so sure.
Are you more sure where you don't want to be than where you do want to be?
Yes.
That makes sense. You know,
because I have so many. I think I want to live in Europe, and I think I want to live here, and so I'm
right.
You know, part of the time in Europe and part of the time here, but where, and that.
Well, here's what's coming in. It's so loving for you, because there's a great deal of support for you, and your guides are saying, wherever you want. And you're going to have to know what that is. So the reassurance that they're saying is, whatever you do decide on, it's not like you can only pick one and then that's it forever.
Right.
As you ask yourself, it's like, where's the best place for me to live now? Based on, you know, your own growth and development, what kinds of experiences you're ready to have, and that kind of thing. And I do see you kind of in a very typical, if we were making a play about France and French, I do see that you've got a beret, and so they're really making kind of an overstatement, which doesn't mean you've got to go and live in France. But I do see that this is a strong pull for you to Europe. And so my sense is that, you know, it's not even a case of either or, it's more a case of which one to start. And there's no wrong.
Oh, thank you. That's so helpful.
There's so much encouragement for you. Are you doing some kind of work that has to do with research or museums or history?
I'm sorry?
What kind of work do you do?
I'm an artist.
Okay.
So I like photography.
Oh, there's the French beret.
Yes. Well, I was living in France. No, I was living in France about 4 months ago. I was living in France. And I just...
Lovely. Well, it's so... What I'm seeing is that there's a lot for you in Europe that has to do with, like, studying or researching or looking. And, of course, you know, as soon as you say art, it's like, well, of course, you know, how wonderful.
Right.
So when you ask your questions of your guides, here's a good way to phrase it. This is what they're helping us do right now. Ask, you know, where's the best place for me to live right now in order to pursue my love of art? And you will find you'll get much more specific, a sense of, ooh, right here, right there. because that narrows it down a little bit but doesn't limit you. And they're so excited for you. It's kind of like, just start. Just start anywhere. There isn't a wrong one.
Thank you.
And let me add one more thing, Tony, because I was asking the angels. Again, I have Archangel Michael here. And Michael says just to pay attention to your dreams. Invite Michael to your dreams, and he can guide you. And just, you know, allow him to describe to you what is it that you need right now. And just ask, you know, be specific, like Bev is saying, ask. Be specific at night. You could write a little note, put it under your pillow. But just describe what is it that you want so Archangel Michael can bring you the guidance that you need. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless you.
So helpful. You can't even imagine it. Really, really, really. Thank you. Blessings to you both. Really.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beb, it's like 5 to 9. Could you believe that?
I can't believe it. Time is absolutely flown.
And I still had many questions for you, so you're going to have to come back sometime again.
I would love to.
So I'm going to have to start closing and, you know, thanking our listeners for being here tonight and for calling in. And I want to thank you, Bev, so much. I was thrilled to have you here on the program.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So grateful for your wisdom, and thank you for being such a great teacher.
Thank you for having me on. It's just been fun. Thank you.
It has been a lot of fun. So thank you all out there who were listening tonight. We will be on in 2 more weeks on Monday from 8 to 9 here on Angels Are Near Us. Any information? Oh, Biv, give out your contact information if anybody wants to reach you.
Oh, sure. There will be information about upcoming classes, intuition retreats, and intuition classes at bevmartin.com. That's bevmartin.com.
Perfect. And also my website, I have a link to Bev there, and my website is angelsarenearus.com if you need any other information. Thank you so much to everyone. Until next time, may God bless you all and the angels protect you. Good night.